This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. No use wasting time, so we won't. The past 5 days in business and the economy in just 4 minutes. It's a little thing we do called the weekly wrap. The stars of the show today are Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine and John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. They are in our studios in New York. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi.
All right, so John, you're very close to the microphone, man. Back up just a tad. That was a lot of John Carney right there. So listen, here's what I want to do. We're going to run through a bunch of stuff. Item one, John, is inflation at the retail level came out this morning. Also, consumer sentiment came out. Both were up, which is basically good. We want some inflation, and we want confident consumers, yeah?
Absolutely. You know, we've been in a serious risk of actually slipping into deflation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good sign that, you know, demand is up, pushing prices up. That's good.
John sounds more tentative than he usually does here, Lee. What do you think?
Well, at least he's saying it's good. I do think it's good. And I think what's happening is we really did have this terrible, brutal winter,
yeah,
you know, here
yeah,
in the Northeast, which and a lot of the country. And I think that I really think we're sort of spring loaded to kind of, you know, see some growth from here. I do think there's some pent-up demand.
All right. So with that as preface then, John, thinking that the American economy is doing all right, I'm looking up at the television in my studio right now. It's your former employer, CNBC. And the headline there in front of a whole bunch of red on the markets today is Global Worries Rock Stocks. Now, first of all, that's a very Variety-ish headline. But, but second of all, I don't want to talk about the markets. I want to talk about the global worries, right? We got the World Bank and the IMF in Washington for spring meetings. Greece and contagion are being used in the same phrase. Talk to me about the global setup here, man.
Doesn't it feel like we've had this conversation
I know. I was trying not to say that.
There's a serious concern that Greece is really having to, you know, scrape the very bottom of the barrel to come up with cash.
Literally running out of money, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. They are running out of money, which is a ridiculous thing to happen in a modern economy.
Hell yes.
But they and so there is, you know, we're back to the possibility of, you know, could Greece have to leave the Eurozone again? We thought we had gotten past this. We're not. Greece doesn't have the cash to pay its debts. And so the possibility of a Greek default is once again back on the table.
All right. So, Lee, I'm just going to go ahead and say right here that I don't actually believe Greece is going to get either kicked out or have to leave the European Union. But if I'm wrong, somehow, gasp, I know. What happens here?
Well, first of all, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be really disastrous. It would be, it wouldn't be so bad for Greece. It would be really bad for the EU because you have many other economies that are, you know, teetering
right,
and that might be, say, well, wait, maybe we should do this too. And there goes the whole experiment. And I don't think it's wrong to call it an experiment. But I think if there's a deal, I think they stand a really good chance of not defaulting and
right,
coming out of it. But they really need a deal. And it's really tough right now.
And we should say just quickly, John, I mean, Europe as a whole, you know, altogether, the European Union is our largest trading partner.
It's very important for us that the European economy does well. If it doesn't, it makes it much harder for the U.S. economy to do well. We need global demand for our goods and services. And if they have a serious meltdown there, we'll definitely feel it here.
All right. Topic number three, Lee, and we're going to bang through this one quickly. And it is a little bit about the stock markets today excepted. Etsy went public this week. The craft place Party City went public this week. It is a good time, I imagine, then, for companies to be saying, hey, listen, give us some capital.
Well, it isn't. It isn't. I mean, the actual pace of IPOs is lower than it normally is, and the conditions are pretty good. And so you have to wonder, why aren't more companies going public? And one of the reasons is because there's so much money in the private markets these days. I think that's a little too long for you, but, like, it's really a big deal.
It's true. A lot of people say, you know, look, why would I go public? I can get money from venture capitalists
and other
private market investors. And they're literally just forking it over. Some of these companies that are going public, it's almost mysterious. You ask, well, why would you go public when you could just take $200 million from, you know, every VC on the corner?
All right. Yeah, because that's what they do. They hand it out on the corner. That is a conversation for another day. John Carney from The Wall Street Journal, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. We'll see you later, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.